This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You are tuned in to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Christine Wong. Joining me in the studio is...
Frida Liu.
And joining us on Google Meet is...
Richard Bradbury. Mm.
We have a question running throughout the entire show today for you guys. It is, what is a work-related phrase you want to stop hearing in 2021? You can reach us on Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio. And you can also hit us up on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You've got, I would say, about 10, 15 minutes left to chime in with some of those things you don't want to hear anymore. I think we can all agree we're very frustrated with a lot of things at the moment. On Instagram, we've got WardMaster69 who says, "Ayah, small matter only, help me la." Okay, clearly someone has some beef with someone else there. But yeah, do let us know what is the work-related phrase you want to stop hearing in 2021. Now, our final story is courtesy of Rich, and it's all about PayPal. Tell me more.
Yeah. Well, they did something that kind of bucks the trend over the last few months. In fact, PayPal have just had their best 2 years ever, despite the pandemic. And the growth of e-commerce, obviously, is only one reason. Instead, the CEO of PayPal, Dan Schulman, credits the company's success, at least in part, to an initiative they had in 2019, to raise the salary of its hourly and entry-level employees and dramatically lower their healthcare costs. So back in 2019, he made a bit of a disturbing discovery. Even though the company paid everyone at or above market rates, many of their lower-paid employees were struggling to get by. And they use an example of this guy. He was a customer service representative, and he was the sole breadwinner for his wife and his two small children. And but before PayPal raised his pay, he used to have to go out and sell his blood plasma twice a month and went without health insurance for himself in order to cover his children's expenses.
Jeez.
So the guy, Dan Schulman, said, "We did a research study, and he did it because he thought he was going to be able to tell everybody, you know, about how well they paid over at PayPal." But he said is what he found, unfortunately, is like the rest of the world, even though they paid at market or above market rate, 60% of their operations personnel, their entry level employees, their hourly workers face the same problem. They struggled to make ends meet. And he said it was simply unacceptable. So after a lot of research and discussion with some of PayPal's lowest paid employees, they found that they just weren't offering enough to live on. There was a better system for determining how much pay people needed. And what they went with eventually was net disposable income. Now, that's defined as what's left over after an employee pays for the very basics, things like your taxes, your food, your housing, and your healthcare. And Dan Schulman, was dismayed to learn that 60% of PayPal employees had a net disposable income of between 4 and 6%. People with such low NDI will always fall behind on their bills, because anything from an unexpected car repair to a dentist trip or even a visit to the doctor, they could barely afford, and they wouldn't have enough left over to pay or save for future emergencies or any other kind of needs in the future. So what they did was they set out to bring employees' net disposable income closer to 20%, which is what personal finance experts recommend. And to do it, they increased their contribution to the healthcare costs, which lowers what employees had to pay by about 58%. They increased pay by an average of 7% and gave all employees restricted stock units, shares that vest over time, depending on an employee's tenure and country. All this amounted to a big investment for PayPal. But by the end of 2020, the company had raised average employee NDI to 16%. The company also offered financial education to further help employees manage their money and to begin growing their savings. Now, here's the thing. Why low salaries don't save money? I know we're hearing that and you go, huh? All of this might sound expensive, and it was, but he was convinced that the investment would pay off. And here's a quote. "If people are struggling to make ends meet, they're not productive at work. They're worried about, what am I going to do with my kids? My kids just got sick. I don't have health insurance. I think there's a spiral that occurs." And this is why he believes that raising employees' NDI to where they can live without those stresses create a competitive advantage for any company. You think you're actually saving money by paying less, but the reality is, at least in his belief system, you take care of your employees and other things naturally flow from that. They love being a part of the company. They take care of customers better, and it's all of those things that inevitably accrue to the benefit of the company in terms of how it's trying to serve its ultimate end market. So here's the thing, you know, we're sat around and there's companies talking about who do we need to lay off? How can we make, you know, things more lean and whatever? And this guy is saying, look, you can raise your company's profits by 28% by actually paying them a little bit more.
Just a little bit more. I was just, you know, appalled and surprised to hear 4-6% NDI. How do you live on that?
Right. And I read that yesterday and I was like, wow.
Right. And you see, I mean, the story of the guy who had to donate blood plasma. And this is you know, America, and I'm sure this is reflective of a lot of companies as well. When you've got all these things that you don't have to worry about, you're able to perform a lot better, right?
I mean, really, it's kind of taking into account like Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right? Mm. Once your basic needs are met, there's so much more you can do.
Yeah.
And I think with the Shulman's discovery, it's primarily just thinking about your employees as an investment and not just a swappable commodity.
I mean, if you look back, you look back at 1914, when you look at what Henry Ford did, he doubled his male employees' wages. And he cut down working hours from 10, 11 hours to 8 hours. He saw productivity go through the roof.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's not necessarily a new strategy. I think a lot of companies just really have forgotten all about it or choose not to act on it.
I mean, to be fair, there may be certain companies that physically can't afford to take that kind of level of investment into their employees at the moment. But hopefully in the future, we can see more of a trend towards companies, I think, treating their employees in this way.
Right.
I hope anyways. Mm-hmm. That would be nice.
It was just very interesting. You know, I think like I'm just looking at reading the article as well, and like how with the first year they did their program, revenues went from 15.5 to 17.8. And although they haven't released the financials of 2020, it's projecting 20% or more in revenue growth, right, during this period, right? So, kudos to them. Right?
Pretty amazing. Mm.
Well, I think that brings us to the end of the show today. So, again, thank you guys for answering that question that we had for you all throughout the show, which was, what is a work-related phrase you want to stop hearing in 2021? So that was basically because I found a story about 7 verbal habits that will increase your emotional intelligence. And there are some pretty good points in there. Then Frida had a story about
entrepreneurship and why that's important for your organization.
And we wrapped up with
A story about how PayPal grew their profits by 28% by raising their workers' wages.
Well, you can catch us on Enterprise Biz Bytes tomorrow at 12 p.m. as well. But coming up at 1 p.m. after the news bulletin is Bursa Malaysia is, of course, one of the largest bursas in ASEAN, with more than 900 companies listed with a total market capitalization of 1.69 trillion ringgit. However, will the rise of economies like Indonesia and Vietnam eclipse our stock market? What is Bursa's outlook for 2021. Datuk Muhammad Umar Swift, CEO of Bursa Malaysia, came onto the hot seat to discuss COVID-19's impact, the state of the equity market, and much more. So that is it for Biz Bytes.
Yes.
Yes.
You want to get in some more feedback?
Do we have any?
I do. We have from a local Ian. It says the next level. That's a phrase. And then phrases that should be banned. This is from 1075. Moving forward, outside the box, paradigm shift, curation, town hall / huddle.
And with that, I think let's take it to the song to play us out for the hour. It is the Yeah Yeah Yeahs with Sacrilege here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.